Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, earlier this year, Saudi Arabia announced it would discontinue the death penalty for minors. However, despite a royal decree, campaigners remain fearful that some children remain on death row. Joining me now is Jihad Bassiouni from the international human rights organisation Reprieve. Good afternoon, Jihad. How are you today?
Hi, Tom. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. A lot of listeners will be recoiling just with the sentence of children on death row. That has been a common thing, and minors have actually been executed in Saudi Arabia?
Unfortunately, yes. There is a habit of executing people in Saudi Arabia for crimes they've committed when they were children.
How many would you be talking about? What kind of numbers are you looking at, and how are they executed?
Well, in 2019 alone, there were at least six people executed for crimes committed when they were under the age of 18. And the standard way of execution in Saudi Arabia is through beheading with a sword.
What do you have to do? I mean, what kind of crimes would they have been accused of?
Well, there's a variety of crimes that will get you on death row generally in Saudi Arabia. Currently, Reprieve are working with four cases of people who are facing, three have been sentenced to death and one is facing a death sentence. And it's for a variety of things like attending protests. One of them, Alia Nimr, was sentenced to death for charges that include teaching other protesters how to give first aid. One of them, Mohammed Al-Farraj, who is not yet sentenced to death, but is facing the death sentence. He, amongst the charges that he could be sentenced to death for, are attending his uncle's funeral when he was 9 years old.
They don't sound like very major crimes, to put things mildly. Saudi Arabia is trying to present a different face to the world, isn't it? So part of the announcement that they were going to discontinue the death penalty is part of a wider thing. But why would you have doubts that they won't follow through?
Well, for several reasons, to be honest. So they published this decree in April this year, and it follows on from an earlier decree in 2018, which was also meant to limit the use of the death penalty for children, the juvenile law, in 2018. But unfortunately, in 2018, they came out with the juvenile law, which didn't protect, it wasn't applied retroactively, so people were still executed after that for crimes committed when they were children. And since April this year, they made the announcement to a much international fanfare, but they have yet to actually publish the decree, so it's not official. Really, we haven't seen any official text, and we've yet to see any implementing action or legislation that would show that they're serious about this. And quite frankly, there are still four people who are sentenced to death and are on death row as we speak for crimes committed when they were children, and a further nine who are facing the death sentence, could be sentenced to death for crimes committed when they were children. And we've yet to see any significant movement on any of these cases in a way that would indicate that Saudi Arabia is serious about abolishing the death penalty for childhood crimes.
Okay, because they have kind of a track record in this. The Crown Prince did an execution, or sorry, did an interview in 2018 talking about executions in the state would be reduced big time. And the following year, they reached a record high.
They executed at least 180 people in 2019, including six people for crimes committed when they were children. So unfortunately, there is often a disconnect between, you know, the image and the words that are spoken and then their actions in Saudi Arabia.
The G20 summit is coming up. Is pressure brought to bear on them at all? Is there any meaningful pressure brought to bear?
So the G20 just wrapped up last weekend, actually, and we, Reprieve and various other human rights organizations, did run campaigns that didn't try, that we, you know, we were involved in advocacy, private and public advocacy, to try and bring some pressure on to implement some changes. But unfortunately, the summit came and went, and we have not seen any change. And we haven't seen any. We were hoping for some announcements that would indicate a shift in policy, but nothing so far.
Right. So these young men remain on death row, remain with the risk of execution hanging over them. Is there anything people can do?
I mean, we would advise people to write to their MPs or to, you know, the representatives in Ireland to ask them to get involved, speak up on these cases. I think, you know, international pressure is very important. We know that the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, is quite sensitive to Saudi Arabia's public image. And we know there's an internal debate happening within Saudi Arabia about how they are publicly perceived, particularly when it comes to executions. So I think the louder we can all be and the more pressure we can keep on the Saudis to let them know that we are watching, then that's really our biggest hope for helping these young men.
Okay, Jude, thank you very much for joining us today. That is Jude Vashuni there from the international human rights organization Reprieve.
Moncrief on News Talk.